You know, the doctor didn't tell me that rooting, oh God, I can't, I already can't speak. Wait, I'm in the right mood for this. Welcome back to another Drunk and Dangerous. Let's forget all that. I'm your host, Dangerous ASMR, defying doctor's orders to not stress myself out. I say, fuck you, we're back. For another Drunk and Dangerous. Yeah, we're here, back in my closet, a new closet this time, but back yet again in the new closet for more moon people. I'm sure this will be fine. I'm wearing a heart monitor as we speak, so if I flatline during, we'll all know to blame. Moon people. I haven't talked to a therapist about it yet, but I'm pretty sure when I finally do find one in this new state that I'm in, state of insanity, no, that's not new. When I find one, I'm sure we'll just have like hours and hours dedicated to David Braemar. But actually, it's a nice respite from real world shit, which is infinitely less fun, like equally frustrating, but without the fun of the fantasy and frustration of unintelligible English. But if that's what you like, you're here, and there's more unintelligible English coming out of my mouth. And not just while I'm reading more moon people, but before, after, and in between. Okay, so if you don't remember where we last left off, because I didn't either until I just glanced over my last place marker and I was like, oh yeah. So they just won the battle with the Archons very abruptly. So let's just give you the little rundown of the stuff before. This is a little one page past, but we have us over here with two big guns, one on Mars and one on the Aurora. They have to go through us to get to Earth, and we are pretty well equipped. Earth has the four Pauline ships and two of the Martians' big guns on Earth. Also LB-2 that splits into three ships with lasers and rockets. Everyone everywhere did everything they could to prepare for a major battle. You remembering it now? Is it all coming back together? Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm sorry about this. Anyway, there was all this happening. The whole Earth cheered the Paulines on. I really do think that at this moment in time, everyone would have voted any Pauline as the next president if they were running. You remember that? Because I do. Any Pauline. Well, that's pretty easy. If I was a Pauline, I'd run. I mean, that's all you have to do to save humanity. Any of you. Like, really? Even the people that weren't involved? Well, shit, that's easy. Quick. There were Pauline ships all over the solar system. They just kept coming flash after flash. There were more than 50 ships. There was an excess of 500 Pauline ships all over our solar system. And on and on and on. We went over this again. There was a massive attack, and they were becoming grave sites for all sorts of Archon ships, but sites, of course, being spelled S-I-G-H-T-S. It was the ultimate of all battles won. That's when they realized that afterwards they would have to go everywhere to find survivors and prisoners. They didn't know where they were going to put the prisoners either. Just burn them. I'm kidding. Don't burn people. We're not Hitler here, okay? I don't know. Put them in a labor camp or something. Somewhere they can concentrate. Look, we already, like, took Mars, and we're like, you're welcome. I mean, why don't we just go the next step? That's what happens next, isn't it? The genocide. Like, can we just fast forward to this part? They knew that Earth would probably want them on Mars. The Admiral did not want to ruin Mars with the likes of them. That's what they said when the Earthlings came. Then David noticed they sent another very large armada behind the first 75. It was just David. Everyone else who was there, including all like 500 fouling ships, none of them noticed. But just David, because he's special. There were so many trails coming this way from the Gamma Hydra, the dragon, ETA 25 hours away. Admiral, I'm showing... Oh, wait, is this David? I don't fucking know. Well, no, I have no idea. I'm going to guess that it's probably David speaking because he's the one who noticed, so I'm sorry, you have to listen to his voice again. Admiral, I'm showing masses of ships coming this way from the constellation of Gamma Hydra the Dragon, sir. There are more than one, more than I can count, Admiral. Remember this is my favorite. The computer estimates 642 ships, sir. He can't count to 642. And I think that was my favorite part. He admitted he can't count to 642. I mean, I feel bad for laughing at a man with such obvious intellectual disabilities, but if you're going to self-own this hard. Okay, so he can't count to 642, but he's saving the universe, so I guess I'll give him a little credit.
Don't worry, Commander. We will be waiting for them. This time they were spreading out, trying to outflank the whole solar system.
I don't even know. I think this is just the narrator talking again, so I'm just... Apparently we're just talking about what happens as if it's in past tense. They were going to surround us and come at us in all directions. We were starting to worry a little bit, but we were motivated. We could see victory. This was our second victory with the Archons. The last of the first armada of Archons were being wiped out the minute they would uncloak. Why the fuck would you uncloak then? Why would you uncloak if you see the people in front of you being exploded? Be like, maybe keep the cloak on? Nah, fuck it. I'm no pussy. Game on, bitch. I mean, I wouldn't consider camouflage. But you know what? Never mind. Live your life. I'm done trying to save people from their own stupidity. Yeah, maybe you should jump off that cliff. I don't know. Do your own research, friend. I'm not going to stop you anymore. Because you realize eventually, nobody's going to change their mind, right? Rational people, they'll do their own research. They'll listen. The vast majority of people that have especially insane takes, it's because they're not rational. And trying to come at them with any kind of rational take will never work. Because they're emotional or actually just batshit crazy or evil, you know, because some people just have evil beliefs and like, you know, I can't imagine I'm going to go to somebody who's just like, yeah, I think everybody should be killed and be like, well, maybe not, though. And he's like, I never thought about that. Maybe not kill everyone. Wow. Maybe not be a nihilist, you know, I'll just give it a shot. And the next day he's like, I'm walking on sunshine. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. But what am I saying? I can count to 642, so. Anyway, it was their second victory with the Archons. The last of the first armada, yep, they were uncloaking themselves just one after the other, lemmings. They didn't see the Paulines because they were at all stop and cloaked all over the solar system. Well, their mistake was in uncloaking first. That's why you don't uncloak first in a game of cloaking chicken. The Paulines would start hammering the Archon ships. Oh, yeah, don't stop. Mercilessly hammering and pounding. With all that they had, one after another, they ran a train on them. It was a historic battle that would decide the fate and control of the universe. Cool. I guess it's happening now, or I guess it happened in the past. Who fucking knows? We're being told this now like it already happened. Okay. We have had very... Who even... Oh my God. We have had very few casualties so far on our side. I was trying to figure out if somebody was talking, but they're not. It's just the narrator, as if he's speaking to someone on the ship. Like, okay, fuck you. Fuck you, person who wrote this. I'm having a hard enough month as it is. Why you gotta pull this shit like we're just talking friend to friend when you don't even put quotes around when people actually speak, but you can't talk like if you're a narrator, you can't talk to the listener like a person if you never designate between when actual characters are talking. It's even more confusing. I thought it was bad when it was just the people like talking to each other. Now the narrator has interjected himself in some kind of future tense? Well, this is also happening in the current time. I believe if there is a hell, this is what's in the library. And you have to write a fucking essay about it. Oh, God, okay. But, like, all the teachers you have really respect this author. And so they're gonna give you terrible grades unless you're kissing his ass. Anyway, we have had very few casualties so far on our side. We were so lucky the Paolines came. David counted over 642 more ships coming by way of the Archons. But this motherfucker uses the number six, you know, written down six, but then he writes out 100. Just pick one. Pick one, motherfucker. Are you going to use, like, the numerical 100 or are you going to write it out in English? Don't do halfway. And then 42 is just 4-2. You fuckface. I swear to God. Just, I don't feel like I would say my standards for what I consider a decent book have, like, way lowered just because of reading this. It's like watching a terrible film and going, oh, okay, so now my standard is it in focus? You know, can I see all the characters in this shot? Like, is it, like, is there lens flares to the point where I can't see the person's face? Like, I've had a lot of really shitty films that I've watched, and so I kind of go, oh, wow, this is in focus, and it's well lit. Amazing. And so now I've read this and I'm like, oh my God, I can tell when people have started and stopped a sentence. It's amazing. Yeah, 642 more ships coming by way of the Archons. Did he do it one at a time? He did not. Don't pretend he counted them. He was told the number. He just said he can't count that high. Don't lie to me, David. They were almost here. We were surrounded all over the solar system. It's like they were waiting for all of their ships to arrive, and then they would come at us all at once. The Earth looked like it just gave birth to a lot of moons. Its Earth pussy was gaping open, bleeding. It was terrible. I don't even know what that's supposed to fucking mean. The Earth opened up and there were moons? If the Earth... What the shit? The Earth just shit out a bunch of moons? Like, I don't know what this visual is supposed to be, friend. Like, it gave birth to him because it's surrounded by ships that look like moons. That is such a weird way to put that. That is such a really upsetting way to put that. Why would you do that? Finally, I didn't want to think about the Earth fucking giving birth to a moon. That isn't how this works. I hated that metaphor. Fucking stop. Okay. Finally, they were all ready to attack. Then they came at us from all sides. The count of ships was about equal. They had a few ships that were bigger than the other ships. Well, no shit. They were firing a different kind of weapon than the other Archon ships. It seemed to have more power than the other ships. The Paolines were starting to take on a lot of damage. They had lost 20 moon ships, and it was starting to really heat up. Then everyone realized that they were Thracian ships, and they were starting to reach Mars. I like how everyone, their collective conscience again, realizes all at once. A horde of ships got through the backside of our solar system. Why is it all gotta be like that, man? and opened up on everyone. They just started blasting. There are about 30 Archon and Thracian ships and more coming our way. Then they engaged the Aurora. This is the least captivating action scene ever. Why do you have to write it like it's past tense, you know? Please stop narrating this. It's so poorly written. Like, for an action sequence, I feel zero tension whatsoever. I don't feel like it's happening at the current time that he's writing this. I feel like everything felt more present tense until the battle happened, and he didn't know how to make that happen bit by bit, so he's just kind of past tense describing it vaguely. And it really doesn't work to captivate. It's like there's no tension whatsoever. I know it's already going to be fine because you're basically past tense describing what happened to you. Like, it goes from, like, reading a shitty story to, like, having a friend tell you what his weekend was like. You know, so, like, last weekend I saved the universe, dude. It was crazy. So there were, like, 642 ships and, like, then this happened. And there was, like, it was like the Earth gave birth to a bunch of moons because that's, that's what astronomy is. But yeah, so maybe you're more interested in me. And I'm sorry. I hate it to interrupt this broadcast because I'm sure you love this too. Okay, anyway, they just kept on blasting. Just pew, 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 pew. Then the Aurora was starting to take on some damage and had lost some of their shields, but they just kept on firing everything they had. You could see Mars shooting its big guns at the enemy ships. The big land-based weapons on Mars could use a form of semi-automatic fire with a four-second delay before refiring. I don't give a shit. The Aurora couldn't have automatic fire because of the way they had to mount it on the ship. The Archon's ships were exploding one after another from the land-based gun. I mean, like, you said they were exploding before, but then you're like, but then they were all around us, but now they're exploding again. So what is it? Are they losing or are they winning? You can't have both. You can't be like, and then we were kicking their ass, but then they're kicking our ass, but then we're actually kicking their ass like we were the whole time. Like, yeah, and your dad works for Nintendo? Mm-hmm. Okay, friend, sure you were. You were both losing and winning. I'm on the edge of my seat. What will happen? Oh, I hope David Braemar gets a parade. Oh, I hope his crown is made of platinum and moon jewels. Oh, my God. They were crashing all over Mars. Wow, I hope there were no more animals there. Taco-based animal life forms that are scattered around Mars like the sea monkeys. Yeah, too bad you weren't thinking about saving them. Instead, you were thinking about breeding them already with Earth-based creatures, you fucking idiots. Yeah, the LB-1 and LB-3 each lost another section. He doubled the each. The LB-3 only had one section left, and there were over 1,000 people dead. Just blow that off. Yeah, 1,000 people dead. Well, sucks to be them. I hope they had life insurance. We just kept getting more and more outnumbered. So what is it? Are they blowing up left and right, or are you getting outnumbered? Fuck you. Your battle doesn't even make sense. So what is it? Who's outnumbered? You or them? I don't even understand who's winning because you're going back and forth so much. I don't think it's a tie. I think you're just, you don't know how to describe this. The Thracians were also starting to attack the surface of Mars. It wasn't looking good for the Aurora either. Okay. I don't know what's happening. It's like watching one of those, you know those movies with, like, they'll have a fight, but it's really dark and the cuts so swiftly back and forth. You're like, is someone winning? I can't tell. Is it my guy? I hope so. I hate fight scenes like that. The people who do that, I watch a movie, I'm like, I hate you. I'm not even paying attention to the fight anymore because I'm like, can it just be over? The cuts are so fast. I don't know who's winning. Just let me know who's winning. And, like, I watch a lot of live leak fights. It's pretty easy to know there who's winning and who's losing. So why you gotta cut so quickly? I can't fucking tell. Get better choreography so your fights aren't so obviously fake, so without cutting away a million times. That's right. My stupid eyes can't handle it. Anyway, they're winning and losing and losing and winning and win-losing. But things apparently don't look good for the Aurora either. because we were taking on too many casualties, a 2 with 1-0, and too much damage again. It's not a TOO. It's just, yeah. The Aurora was taking too many hits. The Aurora was taking too many hits with the 1-0 TO. This is writing. Oh, God. Okay, wait. The Aurora was taking too many hits, but so far, most of the important shields were holding. Oh, he said were holding. I'm impressed. The Archons and the Thracians went toward the moon ships around Mars first before anywhere else. That's why the Aurora was taking on so much damage. The enemy sure didn't like them. I'm sorry, I praised him. The enemy sure didn't like them land-based weapons. That's how he said it. Them land-based weapons. God damn it, why you gotta talk like that? You sound so ignorant. Why he didn't like them land-based weapons? No offense if that's your accent. I'm sure you're extremely intelligent. It's just, it makes me think of like slack-jawed yokel type of backwoods. I ain't ever got a formal education. You know, kind of shit. Okay, anyway. They didn't like them land-based weapons. Everyone just kept firing all weapons and attacking. That's some melee shit. Just start button mashing, everybody. Eventually, the two big land-based weapons, I don't like them land-based weapons, were catching up and evening the odds a lot. And doing most of the damage to the enemy ships, it was an amazing thing to see. There's not a comma to be seen. It was so accurate. What the fuck? It was so accurate. Oh, okay. Okay, the laser is accurate. It was so accurate, comma. Like, what? Your statement is accurate? Oh, I'm sorry. Reading these high is quite an experience. One after another, the alien ships just kept exploding in space over Mars. That's what confused me. I'm like, their exploding is accurate? But no, they just kept shooting them down because of the gun's accuracy. I'm trying to translate for you. This is what I feel like. I feel like I'm trying to be a translator for a language I don't speak. Like, you ever see the one video of that lady who's like, well, how's that a couple times? People faking like they're doing sign language. And you're like, the balls on this person, except this is a whole book. And I'm just like, okay, I think it's saying this, but also I don't speak this. Kind of just lip reading, I think. Okay. Oh, here you go. Crashing down on the planet. It had perfect accuracy. Yeah, that's also not a good sentence. because when you're saying it had an accuracy at crashing on the planet, it makes it sound like they intentionally are crashing them onto Mars. Like, I know you want to crash the plane, but it's like, it sounds like you're choosing a specific spot to crash it. Like, you've got a target on Mars. You're like, fuck this planet. There was another group of 20 coming to Mars, and it was not looking good anymore. A group of 20 what? They had one of the big Thracian ships with this bunch, and they were there before we could do anything. Then a group of 8 Pauline moon ships and 1 Kawaka ship came and backed up Mars and the Aurora. If they hadn't, we would have been wiped out. Would you? I can't really tell how this is going. I thought they were just being taken down on Mars because the ship was, the thing was so accurate. And then you're like, but also we were almost dead. Fucker, you need to do a better job because I have like, I'm getting fucking dizzy from all this back and forth. Let's see. Oh, okay. I thought I read the same page again, but I'm wrong. He just likes to repeat himself. We just kept firing the big guns and everything else we had. We knew we wouldn't have a chance without the big guns. Then the Aurora targeted the large Thracian ship and fired the big gun we had. 3 seconds later, the large thrashing ship exploded in 1,000 pieces. Their shields seemed useless against the Martian weapon. That's when we started to see things turning in our favor. Victory was in sight. Or is it suddenly going to go wrong? Because I don't know anymore. The Aurora was still taking too many hits from all of the enemy ships. Just assume none of the twos are correct. Then there was an explosion and the hull breached the size of a small building. Small building, small moon, what's anything? It was the northwest section of the ship. Oh no, that was my favorite section. Decks 1 through 4 were totally destroyed. The Aurora lost a lot of people on that last hit, but they weren't David. They were like NPCs, so who gives a fuck? RIP, bitches. Miss you never. Then David realized that was Heather's place. Oh no, his daughter / waifu.
I hope she wasn't there. Maybe she was still at the hospital helping out.
Okay, now I'm just going to assume it's the narrator again. Because, fuck it. They all sound the same. What the Admiral was doing every time he would lose part of our shields or have a lot of damage, the Admiral would rotate the Aurora. So he wants to baste it, like, evenly. He's roasting it, you know? It's like a spin roaster. Set it and forget it, Aurora style. You could still have shields by turning the ship until it hit a bad section of the ship, on the backside away from the attacking enemy ships. David was getting more worried by the minute, and then he contacted the hospital to see if Heather was still there. But it was so chaotic, no one could find her, but that doesn't mean she wasn't up there somewhere. So David said if someone finds her, to have her call me. They said okay, and David went back to work. They really love just... like, that's so weirdly written. Like... okay, David, all right. Is this all happening past tense? It still feels like a guy just describing his weekend. Are you going to bring out the slideshow? Can I see what you wore? I'm just kidding. I don't care. But he's going to tell me it was 642 degrees. I can't count that high. Let's see. Okay. David said, if someone finds her, to have her call me. They said, okay. And David went back to work. Okay. Why'd you tell us? Why did you tell us that? It has no bearing on this or anything. I don't care that they said okay to you.
Okay.
The Pauline ships that came to help were all good captains. They were kicking some ass, but they did lose a couple more ships. All one sentence, no commas. I'm just reading it like it's written, people. I'm not trying to make it worse than it is. That's the saddest part. I don't have to try. I'm trying to make it more readable. If you actually purchase this book like some of you fucking crazy people have and you actually try to read it, it is practically unreadable. I have had people go, oh my God, I didn't realize how bad it was. I just listened to The Drunk and Dangerous and then I tried to read it myself and oh my God, you make it so much better than it is. Because it is like Wordloaf. It is Wordloaf. I'm sorry. I need to take a moment to vent because if I don't vent, I will explode. I'm like, it's like nuclear power, you know? You gotta vent. So I just don't completely explode all over everything with the insanity of David. Motherfucking Bremer. However, we are 93% finished, which means Moon People 3 is next. If you guys want it, maybe we can finish it this time. I don't know. But then that would be up to the last Moon People. There's only one more. I can't imagine. I know this battle isn't even done, but literally it's not that interesting. I can't imagine what else we could do. And hopefully, I mean, they've already proven Jesus Christ is real across the universe. What else can we learn? And also, you know, for people who just found out that, in your opinion, Jesus is undeniably true throughout the universe, I haven't seen you attend one religious service, sir. For somebody who just found out Jesus exists on Mars, if it's the same appearing, like human appearing Jesus and not just a, although I think I said it was just a Martian Jesus figure, if it looked like the same Jesus, I'd be like, well, hot damn, like, this, okay, there's something fucking here. What the fuck? Like, you were visited by, like, a human Jesus? Like, I don't even care what the race is. It could be Asian Jesus. I don't give a shit. You were visited by a human when they look like little gray alien. That's impressive to me. That's a sign of something supernatural. Then I'd be like, well, shit. But he's like, oh, wow, Jesus is real. So anyway, let's go to Red Lobster. I feel like for me, that would have I'd have a lot of reflecting to do. A lot more than, but you know, I don't have all this important stress and work that David Braemar does. You know, he has a lot of things to think about, like what kind of rehydrated eggs he's going to have for breakfast and if he should fuck his daughter waifu tonight or tomorrow. Anyway, they were kicking ass. What was odd about the Archons and the Thracians was we were stomping the hell out of their entire fleet. Yeah, it is odd because you keep going back and forth, motherfucker. I don't know if you're winning or losing. I don't think you know. You just want it to be tense, but you don't know how to write a tense sentence or anything or create tension at all. You know, beyond this, the stress and tension headache you're giving me to make me process this. Like, it's surprising. Out of as much terrible writing as this book has demonstrated, the most frustrating thing is even when it comes to what should be the pinnacle of the story, the most interesting part, it falls totally flat because there's no stress whatsoever because he can't stop kissing himself on the ass for how amazing a job he's done to make it tense. He can't actually let us feel stressed because that might suggest he's not winning and he can't not be winning for 2 seconds, okay? He's incapable of that. So if you want a story with stress and character development, you need to find an imperfect character. And David Braemar is not one of those. He's perfect and flawless in every way. He pushes a button and terraforms the world, and they love it. Please enslave us, David. Let's suck that fat dick all day for nothing. We love it. Yeah, it's driven me a little crazy. Okay, we're gonna keep going. It's so weird. They're winning so hard. That's so strange. Have you read your book? It's not strange. I'd be surprised if you lose. In fact, do it. Lose right now. And I'd be like, wow, they actually lost. Maybe that's what the third one's about. Maybe they actually don't win. Who knows? They must have had one mean ruler because they just wouldn't stop. David couldn't stop worrying about Heather, though. I hope she's all right. The enemy was starting to hurt us pretty bad. They were relentless in their attacking. Not the right there. There was so many of them. There were also a lot of crashed Archon and Thracian ships on Mars, we know. That was on purpose, right? Your aim was so good. All of the people that were in them ships... All the people that were in them ships, they didn't like them big weapons. That survived the crash were setting up an offensive on foot against the Mars base and the big guns. Captain Dopar was in charge of the last big gun on Mars that was found where the hangar was. Captain Dopar and a couple of his men were starting to look at some of the fighter aircraft in the underground airbase. Well, that Captain Dopar was pretty crafty. Fucking hate this. He was able to get a couple of the fighters figured out. I fucking jacking with one hand as he's writing about his historical win with the other. Oh, yep. He was able to get a couple of the fighters figured out. Of course, magically. Why not? You know, it's like Battlefield Earth all over again. Just give me a little bit of time and I can figure out this alien technology that was dormant for, you know, hundreds of years. It'll be fine, you know, because that's how it works. That's how technology works. Shh, shh. It's fine. It's fine. Shh. Him and two other Paulines decided to try and stop all of the enemy on their ground offensive that crashed, landed on Mars by defending the Mars base and the big guns with the Martian aircraft. There were a couple of thousand Archons and Thracians on the ground assaults. You know, it's amazing to me that you shot every single one of those planes and they crash-landed, but thousands of them were okay. You need to find out what they're making those ships out of that they can withstand being hit and crashing and surviving perfectly fine. That's damn impressive. being shot down to the planet, and you're good. You're all good. It's fine. Like, I thought you were trouncing them, but thousands of them survived. They just got out of the aircraft. It was still fine. Like, that's... They didn't even, like, parachute out. Like, the aircraft was still okay. Did you really shoot them down? It kind of sounds like they just landed. It just sounds like they just landed. And you're like, oh, we shot them. And they're just like, let's just land. They're not hitting anybody. They're not going to do anything. Let's just land. The Martian aircraft was way ahead of even the Paulians' technology. Their weapons were unstoppable. It can't be anything better than perfect, baby. I mean, anything less, that's what I meant, yeah. Because unlike me, I'm not David Braemar, baby. I fuck up all the time. After the Paulians figured out how the aircraft worked, they realized how easy they were to fly. They were so easy to fly, a child could fly them once you knew how. Captain Dopar was very effective on the ground, defending everyone with the three Martian ships. Their shields were superior to anything we had. Wrong there. The enemy handheld lasers were like toys to the Martian ship shields on the aircraft. They could also hover, too. Ooh, cool. The Martian ships had a light speed engine that was remarkable. It could go light speed, you don't say. They could dart short distances at the speed of light. Like, what? One minute you seen them, the next minute you couldn't. You didn't even say you don't. One minute you seen them, the next minute you couldn't. That's a David Braemar of a saying, if I've ever heard one. One minute you seen it, the next you couldn't. Whoa, rolls off the tongue. But when you could see them, they were trouble and in your face. Captain Dopar and his two buddies would seem to just pop right over the Archons hovering with their shields on and open firing their weapons on the Archons. The Archons and the Thracians didn't have a chance against the Martian aircraft, and they finally surrendered. We were really starting to outnumber them in space, too. Are you? There were wrecked ships everywhere. Some of them were starting to get through to the Paulians. There were so many, and they were striking some of the big cities on Earth. They were hurting a lot of people, but they usually got destroyed soon afterwards. The two big guns that the Admiral put on Earth were also semi-automatic fire, and they were downed ships all over Earth. Are you sure they're downed or not landed? Earth would rush over to the crash site. Earth. All of Earth. The entire planet rushes to the crash site on Earth. Earth rushes to it. Earth does. Earth. Earth. Okay. I'm sorry. I feel like a computer that just needs a second. Hold on, I'm buffering. The Earth. Okay, sure. Earth rushed over to the crash site. Earth would rush over to the crash site when one crashed and started taking everyone prisoners. Earth started taking everyone prisoners. The Earth. Do you have to live in an underground bunker in the earth, in a cave prison made of stone? And you're fed dirt, so of course you die very quickly. The Aurora, seen about 20 more ships, headed their way. David couldn't stop worrying about Heather, so he called one more time. At first, when they looked around, they couldn't find Heather. But all of a sudden, she walked up to Dr. Moon, and the nurse seen her. And told David, here she is, she's right here. David, would you like to talk to her?
I sure would. Can you put her on? Hey, honey, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, wait, it's her. Hey, honey, is everything okay? Did you hear about our homes? And then David started to smile and said,
I was worried about you. I thought you might have been at home when it happened. I'm so glad you're okay, Heather.
And then it just popped out.
I love you, Heather.
Then Heather said, I love you too, David. Okay, honey. I'll call you back in a little while to check on you.
Boy, I'm sure glad you weren't home, Heather. I have to go. I have to go now, honey. Bye.
This isn't how people talk. Then suddenly the Archons and the Thracians were starting to leave Earth. Whoa. We didn't know it at the time, but they were on their way back home retreating. They were going to hit us on the way by. What? Like smack your head on, smacking the back of the head on the way out. Like, psh. The Paulines were starting to get more of the advantage and had a lot of them on the run. But they were still doing a lot of damage and killing a lot of people. Stop trying to make it seem like it's still a threat. It's never been a threat. You're not fooling us. You're like that old man who shot that dude for throwing popcorn at him, okay? He may have been acquitted, but you cannot pretend like you were in fear of your life from the popcorn. All right. I know. Just know. We know the popcorn's not going to kill you. We know that they're not, oh yeah, they killed a whole bunch of people we will never meet or know or care about because it happens off screen to random handfuls of blank-faced people. It means nothing. So sure, I'm so sure they hurt a whole bunch of strangers I've never met and care nothing about. In fact, I'd be much happier if they killed David. We're supposed to care, but they would never hurt our Messiah, you know. The new rush of Archons and Thracians were starting to arrive at Mars. They just started hammering the Aurora. Oh, she can't take it. She doesn't get a break. All of our big guns just kept blowing the enemy ships away. Just kidding. They're not a threat. Threat? Not a threat. Threat? Not a threat. Threat? Not a threat. You're just full of fucking shit. So was all of the Pauline ships, and when the Aurora thought it was about to be destroyed, period, they stopped, to everyone's amazement, pulled off, and hightailed it back toward their home planet with all their other ships. Oh, so when they could have destroyed it, it's like, JK, plot armor. And away they went, which were only about 100 of them left. We didn't know it at the time, but the Paulines had just launched an invading armada toward the Gamma Hydra constellation to attack their two worlds. As soon as the Archons found out what the Paulines were doing, all of their ships stopped fighting us and retreated back to defend their worlds. They really left all of them off planet to attack. None of them were left defending their planet. That's like War 101. You don't leave your entire planet undefended when you go off to fight a war. That's like the bank, the police being like, oh my God, you guys, there's crime. And they just like leave all the prisoners unguarded, doors unlocked, like, don't leave. And like, you guys, bad things are happening at the jail. What? Don't they know we're busy? We're otherwise occupied. Come back later. We're available to fight you. Oh my God. Well, they deserve to lose, then. They're absolutely stupid. The Paulines veered off of the Archons' world right back, right before the Archons and the Thracians got back. It was like a ding-dong ditch. They did not want any more of the Paulines or of us. They did not pursue the Paulines when they veered off. They almost lost their entire space fleet. Everyone, everywhere, was cheering and celebrating. We won the battle of all battles! The war that freed the galaxy. Then suddenly Heather came to the bridge and embraced David, and they kissed each other and cheered with the rest of the crew on the Aurora. Even on Cybon, there was celebration and feasting all over their planet. I hope it's tacos. We made it a holiday on Mars and Earth and Cybon that day. Where the fuck is Cybon? Have we heard about this more? I feel like it's just coming out of nowhere. We had the fireworks celebration of all fireworks shows. Everyone rounded up all of the Archons and Thracians that had crashed on Earth and Mars and all the other planets and moons. All of the fighting had stopped. What are they doing with them all? They rounded them up and what? Like, shot them off the planet into the sun? Did they kill them? Did they eat them? I bet they made a big barbecue and all the fighting stopped because they were all dead. It was a new time to colonize Mars. I just love that taste of colonization in the morning. And a time of peace and harmony in the galaxy. People from Earth and the Paulines started to move to Mars to live with the Martians. They all were very happy living with each other. Who knows how long before we see the Archons and the Thracians again, but it's the fucking next book. One thing for sure, it's not going to be anytime soon. We hurt them too bad, but it's only a TO, so who knows? The Martians were just happy to be alive again, and we had a whole new outlook and a whole galaxy to explore. Now we have light speed, and it really seemed like it was the age of Aquarius. What the fuck does that mean? Stay tuned for more adventures of First Science Officer Commander David Bramer. Oh my god. Look, when he's even has like a biography at the end. That's the end of that book. Here's a picture of him. He has a fucking mustache, so he's a goddamn grown-ass adult, so stop trying to print it. It's just a fucking adult. But look, even in his biography, look, he changes tenses. DM Courtney is a father of three, a writer, and also does work for the national security on part of foreign policies and war strategies and world economic equality. My hobbies are scuba diving and fishing. So is he a father, or are you a father, Dale Courtney? He's the guy who would answer the phone as, yes, I am Mr. Courtney's secretary. Oh, yes, I'm available for that. And you're like, wait, what? Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining me. That is the end of Moon People 2 by Mr. B.M. Courtney. And yeah, that was like the least climactic battle of all battles. Win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. We're the losers because we listened to this entire thing. Or at least you have, hopefully, if you're here with me. Please be a loser with me. We'll come back next time for some more terrible stories and even more terrible narration with me, your host, Dangerous. And I will see you next time. All right. I love you guys. And I'll see you then. Mwah! Bye.